Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. You also had a woman, an acquaintance, she took it upon herself to call every single media ministry to let them know about JP, not only not from your story, through your perspective, but just based on what she read in the paper. Tell us that story and then how that impacted you.
In the middle of my weakest moments, God was there. But I got this note from this woman who listed all of these ministries contacted on my behalf, she said, because she knew I would want them to be praying. And the first thing that hit me was, oh, no, I'm never going to have another opportunity to speak. We're never going to have enough money to pay the attorney because everyone will think that I am too upset to be able to share from a public platform. And what are people going to think of me? I'm the mother of a murderer. And Susie, isn't it just like Satan to begin throwing those negative thoughts into your head, making you feel worthless and that Satan just makes you feel like people will look down on you and think you were the worst mother in the whole world, that you have no parenting skills at all because of a wrong choice your child or perhaps your spouse has made. And then we begin to internalize that. And I found myself with a flash of anger, but I was still in such a wounded place over what had happened. All I could do was cry for a while. It was like, Lord, you know, I meant to keep this a secret a while longer, but no, now it's all revealed. And I found myself having to forgive her in my heart because I really believe that a piece of her wanted to have the power of being in touch with all of these ministries, but there was also a piece of her that really did want prayer for our family. And sometimes we don't know where that balance is. And the best choice we can make is to choose instant forgiveness, or otherwise we are going to be the miserable person.
Wow, Carol. Did any of these ministries reach out to you? Did you have any negative response, surprisingly positive response?
Oh, Susie, again and again and again, we received positive responses. And I had been in ministry for a number of years, had written several books before Jason's arrest. And I had ministry directors, retreat directors, women's ministries coordinators call. And when people called, they just said, we weep with you. We love you. We just want you to know we're here for you. And in the long run, it turned out to be the very best thing that could have happened. And in that whole process, I learned that being vulnerable about my journey was so important, because whenever you live in a secret, somebody's going to know, and you walk into a room and you wonder who knows your secret. And so in the book Waiting Together, I talk a lot about the importance of vulnerability. And people who've read some of my other books on our journey will see that I've referred to some of those stories within these little devotionals. But I've also put action steps where people will know what to do as a result of where they are in their journey through incarceration. And so many times we don't know what to do for somebody who has an incarcerated loved one. And one of the things that they can now do is to order them a copy of this book and just say, I hope you'll find that section on questions that you might have helpful, or I hope you'll find it spiritually comforting to know that another set of parents went through this and they're still alive, and I pray that God will keep you breathing in the middle of your journey as well.
Such a good and gracious response. And just for the record, just because this worked out ministry-wise, if you have it in your head that you think you're doing somebody a favor by contacting all kinds of ministries and being in a place of power to give information, I feel like in your situation, Carol, you know, God turned for good what that enemy meant for evil, and your humble graciousness and response to something that was very catty, I think, and manipulative even, God used it because of your heart and his goodness. And I just need to say that, because on the media side, if and when we receive emails that are kind of tattletale emails, it's like you always see it as a consider the source and like, why are you telling me this? You know what I mean? And so just a cautionary word, because that's just not helpful. But God turned it around. Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.